This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. Or attempt to. On a Thursday, we are nearing the end of what has been a brutal, brutal week. And here's what we have on tap for you tonight on the show. Yes, we are going to do... I'm going to let your voice be heard. You cannot even imagine how many emails came pouring into the show, anger, sadness, prayers, the works. And in fact, that's going to dominate a lot of the show, where we're at in the country, where we're going. Is it over? We're going to talk about all these things. We're going to talk about the rampant celebration from Democrats about this assassination attempt. Why? We'll talk about that a lot. We're going to talk about their strategy right now they're using, their both sides strategy. We're going to address, in fact, I'll do this here in a couple minutes. We are going to talk briefly about 9/11 because it is that anniversary of that horrible day. And once we're done with 9/11, then we're going to move on and we're going to talk about the more assassination stuff, where we're at as a country, where we're going. Halfway through next hour, we are not taking the day off. We have a barn burner of a competition for the crappiest country in the world.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between India and Pakistan. Brought to you by Chris's Kosher Toilet Paper. Eat clean, wipe clean.
Should be a good one. Now, before we get to your thoughts, your pain, your anger, the media, the rhetoric, the everything else, before we start talking about the assassination that changed everything, and I'll tell you how my night went, you know, probably exactly like yours. Before we get to that, I do want to make sure we do remember that today, on top of our heavy hearts, which are already heavy, today is the anniversary, obviously, of the terrorist attack on September 11th. Actually, my wife yesterday went and had breakfast with one of her girlfriends. They go have breakfast, and the lady, her friend, tells her this story that on September 11th, she was dating somebody who worked in one of the towers, the tower that got hit second. He worked in the tower. One of the other towers got hit by that plane. They started to evacuate, but then they came over the loudspeaker and they said, no, everybody go back to your office. It was one tower, one plane. The company this guy worked for, the boss, said, nah, that doesn't seem right. You know what? We're leaving anyway. He gets in the elevator, takes him down. It was the last trip that elevator made. He left the tower. Not long after that, plane slams into the other one, and he changed, shaken for the rest of his life. Changed. The rest of his life changed. If you are young, I realize that now it's been long enough that there are a lot of people who weren't here, or they weren't alive. They didn't see it. So I'm going to try to explain this as best I can. That assassination yesterday of Charlie Kirk, it's on everyone's mind. It's on everyone's heart. It's whatever everybody is talking about it. No one wants to talk about anything other than that right now, and that's understandable. It's going to dominate the topic of tonight's show. It just will.
September 11th was that way. Sometimes something happens that is so terrible, it shakes everyone. We just didn't think that kind of thing would happen here. Not to America. I've told you the story before of, I mean, everyone has their story, where you were, what you were doing. I was in the Marines at the time. I was already in. I wasn't one of those brave studs who joined afterwards. I'd been in for, I was young. I'd been in for a year, something like that. And we were out on morning PT. We got back from a run. We were standing in front of the barracks, doing our stretches, calisthenics, push-ups, things like that. And they said, everyone get up to your room, your barracks room, and turn on the television. I know I've had a lot of orders at this point in the Marines. I've never been told to go watch TV. But we all ran up to the room. We all gathered. We piled in one room. It was like 10, 15 of us in there. Turned on the television. It was CNN. And one of the towers had been hit, and it was smoking. But we, now, like I said, we were out. We didn't know what was going on. We thought it was an accident. Immediately, we're all, a pilot was drunk or something? How could you fly a plane into the tower? We didn't know. And then we sat there and watched live. I watched it happen live on CNN as the second plane came in and hit that second tower. And then by then, we're mad, right? By then, we're angry. Okay, it's obvious. This is terrorism. You know, let's go kill them all. And we watched as the towers fell after that. It was the most jaw-dropping moment by a mile of really anyone's life who lived through it, maybe except for the Kennedy assassination, if you were old enough, but I wasn't old enough. I wasn't alive back then. But that kind of impact and the loss. I have encouraged you before, and I want to encourage you again. If you go to New York City, which you know I love, if you go to New York City, they spent a fortune and a lot of time creating a 9/11 Memorial Museum. It's at the site where the two towers used to stand. You know, I'm a museum guy because I'm an old dork. It is so powerful and well done. And I would encourage you, if you're a parent, to take your children there, because it will help them understand. The stories are there. The heroes are there. It's just a very, very powerful tribute. And all the firemen and cops who ran into that place, they have, one of the things they have on display there is a fire truck. I think they have more than one, but they have a fire truck. It's all caved in because parts of the freaking building were falling on it as these guys are trying to save other people. We were reminded, and look, we're about to change the subject and talk about Charlie Kirk, but when horrible things happen, and they will happen in this life, as we are all too aware now, when horrible things happen, we do find out that there are some giants among us. There are heroes among us. And I want you to remember, as we all are hurting still today, I want you to remember that we still have those people. And maybe you are one of those people. Those people still exist. They didn't all die on 9/11. We didn't lose everything on that day. We marched on. We moved on. Yes, we found out we have some very evil people in our society, and we have some very wonderful people in our society, and that exact same situation remains today. But 9/11 is not something we should ever forget. We should not let this anniversary go without discussing it. And the day itself, because the global war on terror left such a bad taste in so many people's mouths, certainly the veterans who fought in it. I don't have a single veteran friend of mine who was in Iraq with me who talks lovingly about the global war on terror. Because of that, it's kind of left a stain on 9/11, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't. Just because the politicians and military leaders screwed everything up in the aftermath of it, that doesn't mean that day should lose its power at all. Speak about it. Your history is important, even the ugly parts of it. It is important. Talk to your kids about it. Get together as a family. Spend 5 minutes. Discuss it. And I want to again encourage you, if you are ever in New York City, make time. You're going to need 2 or 3 hours. Trust me on that. Make time and go through the museum. I've done it twice. Ab and I did it together, and then we brought the boys back to New York City, and we knew we had to take them. And their eyes were open because they were too young. They didn't understand, all right? And it's as good a day as any. It's maybe the best day to support Tunnel to Towers. Remember how Tunnel to Towers came to being. They lost somebody. The Siller family lost a hero, a fireman. And after that, they decided something had to be done for fallen first responders. Their families needed help. And of course, the global war on terror, they decided to start including Gold Star families. They need help. Tunnel to Towers pays off mortgages for fallen first responder families to this day. They've been doing it for years now. Gold Star families, they step in a time of immense sadness and do what they can to lift people up. They have an immaculate charity rating because when you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes exactly where you want it to go. They built an entire community for these families in Florida. It's just the most wonderful thing. $11 a month is all they've ever asked for. Give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I need to remind you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it feels like we need one of those days, doesn't it? All 3 hours tomorrow are going to belong to you, as they always do. Whatever questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com can be about anything. It doesn't have to be political. Anything. History, whatever, we will go through it all. We'll have fun, we'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll have a great day as we always do on Friday. Get your questions in now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? All right, so before I begin with your Charlie Kirk emails, your emails all over the place, before we talk about the rhetoric from the media today, from communists, what are the Democrats doing? What's their strategy? We'll talk about all these things in a moment. I'm just going to go ahead and let you know that my night probably went exactly the way your night did. Walked in the door and hugged my sons tighter than I normally do. And they got it. My oldest son, he's 17, James. My oldest son dropped this one on me last night, what I did not know. He played Charlie Kirk on the background of his computer whenever he was on his computer doing schoolwork or doing his drawings and things like that on there. He was a Charlie Kirk fan. He came home, he'd already known about it. And there are just countless children like that out there, countless young people out there. The stories are pouring in of the impact that guy had on younger generations. What a tribute. What a life. And after I was done hugging my boys, Ab had been crying all day. It's just heavy. It's just a very heavy, horrible day. I said, let's get out of here. You know, let's go get some food. We went down, Astros were playing, and no one was really into that, but just trying to do something to occupy our minds. We went to some sports bar and got pizza. Well, she got a salad, of course, but I got a pizza and sat there and just watched a little of it. And we were there 2 minutes, and some guy recognized me, came right up to the table, and, you know, just normal dude, great dude, former Marine. He was just torn up, said that he left work. He left work. He didn't even, he wasn't a drinker. I hope he wasn't driving, because he said he'd been in the bar since 4 in the afternoon. He just lost, hurting, just like you're hurting today. Later on, we got with some neighbor friends last night, you know, just trying to talk it out, get our mind off things. Tears were shed. The women were crying. Look, this is a moment that is changing. It's a sea change moment for the United States of America. It's widespread. It's everywhere. Me, Chris, Corey, we were talking about today's show right beforehand. And, you know, what do we do? What do we do? Do we move on? We can't move on. No one wants to move on right now. No one wants to hear anything else. We almost didn't do the crappiest country in the world thing last night just because it, we weren't even sure. Do you do it? Do you try to make someone laugh at this point in time? I'm glad you enjoyed it. Apparently you did enjoy it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We kind of needed to cut loose. We're doing it again tonight, but where do you begin, right? I know you are hurting and you're uncertain, and I get that. So I'm going to read a bunch of your emails, and we'll talk about a lot of things here. I want to give Donald Trump credit where credit is due. He put out such a wonderful, wonderful message from the Oval Office. Here's some of it.
Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America. He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom. And there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith. And we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven. Our prayers are with his wife, Erica, the two young, beloved children, and his entire family, who he loved more than anything in the world. We ask God to watch over them in this terrible hour of heartache and pain. This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate. His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever, to share his love of country and to spread the simple words of common sense. On campuses nationwide, he championed his ideas with courage, logic, humor, and grace.
Pretty good. Really, I mean, it was really good. He's going to give him the Medal of Freedom.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced, and I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd. Very, very big.
And I was really thrilled to hear him say this.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today.
I'll play the rest of that, and we'll get to your emails in a moment. I wanted to get to this email really quickly here. Dear Jesse, a quick thank you for announcing the online free courses at Hillsdale College. Last week was my birthday, and I gave myself a present, the American Paintings course at Hillsdale. What a great course. It was informative, entertaining, and so very well organized and presented that it would make Hollywood envious. Yeah, I cannot tell you how good these courses are. They're actually interesting. They're actually good. It's one of their newest courses. The paintings covered in the course are great works of art and history. It was my 72nd birthday present to myself, and I'm looking forward to signing up for more courses. Thank you again, and thanks for being there almost every day. Hey, whatever you're into, paintings, the Constitution, history, capitalism, Hillsdale will teach you about it for free, and you'll find it interesting. Who in the world can make college courses interesting? Hillsdale, at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. No cost. Go sign up. Give yourself a present. A free one. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday as we still sift through the rubble of what's going on in this country, the assassination, the everything. I'm going to play Donald Trump's comments in their entirety in a little bit. I'll get to that when he talks about how we have to change, the communists have to change how they talk. They have to. The elite communists continue to use the most apocalyptic rhetoric. They've been doing this for 10 years now, 10 years plus. And their base, so many of them are mentally ill, SSRIs. You're giving them orders. These people hear these words and they take them as orders. Street communists hear orders when elite communists call you a Nazi. They hear orders, marching orders. Eventually, those orders are going to be received by a violent subhuman beast, and that subhuman beast is going to go kill people. And it's not going to change. I'm sorry, it simply will not. I told you an assassination was coming. I told you. I played this yesterday. I told you it was coming, and there are going to be more.
I just laid everything out for you. The burning of the Teslas, the attempted assassinations of Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump multiple times, the shooting of Steve Scalise. Today, they caught some nut job firing a gun in front of the CIA. Combining those incidents with the fact that Democrat politicians and Democrats on the news will not discourage these actions. If anything, they encourage these actions. So I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. There it is. And I don't mean 10 years from now. And I pray to God I am wrong. But I think what we have right now, when you take into account the violence we've already seen, the encouragement they're getting from their politicians and media people.
Yeah, you got it. What causes that? Well, when you have a mentally ill, violent base, combined with the fact Democrats are more inclined to political violence anyway because they're godless scum, it is their religion. And historically, evil religions have killed people who are of the opposite religion. Democrat rhetoric combined with a mentally ill base, combined with the fact that Democrats believe political violence is justified. They do, and you can yell at me all you want. They do. All the polling shows it's the majority of them. During COVID, they wanted you thrown in camps. They're okay if Elon Musk gets assassinated. 55% of Democrats come out and say it would be justified if Donald Trump gets killed. So they're naturally violent anyway. Add in some antidepressants, add in some tranny ideology which shatters your mind, and then throw in 10 years of this.
We have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan. in the United States of America. Somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
This distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage. The same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans and Jewish people and on our Capitol.
It is a party that it's what we read in the history books about Hitler.
There is no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s.
They act on that. That's where we are. And it's not going to change. I want to stress this before I get to your emails. They are not going to change. Their rhetoric will not change. Their mentally ill demonic base is not going to change. So let's dig in. Jesse, it's a very sad day for American patriots. He was just trying to save our country. How can we replace Charlie Kirk? He was reaching our youth, and this is a devastating hit to the right. Do you know why countries don't assassinate people that often? You know why? It's not because they don't have anything, it's not because they have some moral, shorting with it or some moral objection to it, I should say. Why don't you assassinate a leader more often? And a religious leader, a political leader, why don't you assassinate them more often? Why is this something that is not as common as you would think it would be? Because when you make somebody a martyr, you oftentimes end up with a more powerful enemy than you had beforehand. I told you about my 17-year-old. That story, I put something up on social media about him. The replies were endless of people coming up with the exact same story. Hey, my son got home and he was devastated. Jesse, my daughter's wearing a special shirt for Charlie Kirk at school tomorrow. Jesse, the kids are all gathered together and prayed. Jesse, my daughter. Over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah, the demons took out Charlie Kirk. They created thousands more. Millions more. How many young people out there woke up today fully aware of the evil we are up against, aware, awake, and resolved to do something about it? I know there is nothing that is going to make you hurt less right now than what we all witnessed yesterday. Because of what we all witnessed yesterday, there's nothing I can say. I wouldn't even attempt to make you feel better. But I am telling you a fact. The communists killed Charlie Kirk yesterday. Yes, that sucks. It's awful in every way. But they created millions more of them. Millions more of them. We have a youth in this country that are more awake than they have ever been in the history of the United States of America. Remember all the polling we've been reading lately about the generational gap? It's weird because normally, young people are all commie, but you'll wake up and you'll get more conservative as you get older. Only it's completely flipped. Now, 65 plus, that's the demographic most likely to be communist. The younger you get, as you divide it by age, the younger you get, the further right they go. You thought young people were far to the right on Wednesday on Wednesday morning. How much further to the right are they today than they were yesterday? This wakes people up. It shakes people awake. Normies, it wakes them up too. And look, even some Democrats. There are some Democrats I've seen, not many, but some saying, whoa, this too far. No way. I don't want to be part of this anymore. No way. It's hard. I've told you this so many times before. It's very, very, very hard. Most of the time impossible to kill your way out of a problem. They are trying. They are failing. All right? We'll continue on with your voice and everything else in a moment. I know we all have family, people we're close to. It's on our minds right now. You see some young husband and father get taken out. It's on our minds right now. I know that. I want to remind you that those memories you've made on VHS tapes, on Super 8 films, on pictures, those are memories. It's more than just, you know, a piece of essentially paper with an image on it. Those are powerful memories that you should keep in your family forever. Powerful. That picture of Grandpa you have hanging in the wall, man, don't you think your great-grandkids should get to see him too? Not have it fade away, collect dust in the attic, be destroyed by a flood, by time. Let Legacy Box digitize your memories so you have them forever. Imagine having those memories, looking up your home movies on your phone. How cool would that be for you, for your kids, for their kids? Let Legacy Box do it for you. They will do it by hand. They'll send you a box. You fill it up, send it in. They'll keep your memories forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday as we scratch and claw our way trying to get to the end of this freaking week. Remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can send in your questions right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
Jesse, I listen to your show every day. I hope that you say you're always reading your emails. I hope that's true. My name is Gina, and I'm seriously a nobody. However, the incident today made me sick as it did many other people. I think it's time, not physically to be, so on. So anyway, I think they should use more devices where the person can be somewhere else but is still being seen on the screen. Not sure what the name of that is. I've seen it at concerts. That would help. Okay, so let's discuss this. Let's discuss this. First of all, don't ever call yourself a nobody. You are no less important than somebody with a big platform. Somebody big and famous. You're not some nobody at all. We all matter. We are all part of this family. Every single one of us. That's one. Two. I know what you're talking about. The churches do this. You're right. Concerts do this. You're not physically there, but your face is up on the screen. No. No. We will not allow the communists to intimidate us from speaking to people in person, from holding events. I brought it up last night, and I can't make promises, and I can't give you a date yet. But I think we should go right back to Utah and have a gigantic event in honor of Charlie Kirk. And let's just say there are people involved already and it's being put into motion. Right back there. Right back there. No. No. I know you are afraid. I know you are. And I understand why. I honestly get it. I get it. Once you see someone die on television and you fully digest how evil and subhuman the communists are, it's easy to be afraid. We will not allow their demonic ways to change a single thing. Remember what I've always told you about communists. How do you defeat communists? You find what he hates and you feed it to him. He will tell you. He's loud about it. He will tell you what he hates. He will tell you what he fears. You don't back off of it when he tells you that. You force feed it to him. If they tear down a statue of Christopher Columbus in your town, you don't put it back. You put it back and build 10 more of them. Whatever he hates. If they want you to stop posting the Ten Commandments in your child's school, post the Ten Commandments and then a bunch of other Bible verses in your child's school. And if he wants you to stop touring college campuses or doing outdoor events, So you stop spreading the message of freedom. You do more of them, not fewer of them. Yes, we are going to take security precautions. There's no question about it. We have to acknowledge there is a vile Democrat base in this country ready to commit acts of murder, many of them on all kinds of prescription drugs and everything else, so they don't even have, they're not even human anymore. Yes, we have to take precautions. We don't back away. We don't be intimidated. No, absolutely not. No. They don't want us speaking outside? Go speak outside. They don't want you on college campus? Go on college campus. But what if something happens? It's not what if. Something's going to happen again. Something will happen. If we give up and give in to fear, that's the only way we lose. That's the only way we lose. They're not going to back off the rhetoric. And I was, you know what? I promised I'd play it. I'll play it now. Trump's speaking about that.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. Radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died. The values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God.
It's a wonderful message. Is the left going to accept it and change? I don't know. Let's ask Dan Goldman about it.
Has to stop.
That's certainly not the message we're hearing from some in the sort of far right, you know, podcasting sphere who make money off this, but off this kind of rhetoric. I mean, they're talking about war, that there's a war targeting conservatives.
Yeah. Look, it's that is incredibly dangerous. I am really, really disappointed. And what I would urge, I would really urge the President of the United States to speak out against that. And I hope these far right podcasters come to their senses and recognize that this is not war. We are Americans at bottom. And we may be Republicans, we may be Democrats, but we do not divide this entire country based on political ideology.
They're not sorry. They're blaming you. The Democrat president of the United States of America, do I need to remind you, gave a speech flanked by two Marines talking about how you are a threat to the very foundations of democracy. They are not going to back off and back away. This is not going to stop. But we will not be afraid. They don't want us speaking. We speak louder. Find what the communist hates and feed it to him over and over and over again. That's how you defeat communism. All right? We'll continue on this next hour. We have our crappiest country in the world competition halfway through next hour. All kinds of things still to get to. I want to remind you that living with pain is now optional. What is the thing in your life that you either don't do anymore that you used to do, or you do it and it hurts now? Because your knee hurts. Because your foot hurts. Because your hand hurts. You're always rubbing your hands because they hurt. Your back, your neck, your head. Relief Factor can take that pain out of your life. You know how many people call and order more? Because they sell you 3 weeks of it for $19.95, and then it's up to you. Did it work or did it not work? It's 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You know how many? Almost 70% get right back on the phone. Oh, my gosh, send me more. Try it. Just try it for 3 weeks. It might change your entire world. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-333-3333. the number four relief. We continue on with this next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.